And the first thing I do is go the wrong way. So I'm from the Hartree Centre, and I thought that I should be very honest about where I come from and what I do. So I'm not an academic, but I am an academic because I work in the public sector research institute world. And this is what we're trying to do in the Hartree Centre. So my 10 minutes is going to be focused very much around the adoption of these technologies by our SME community and where I see things from that lens. We've all seen diagrams like this before, right? And I think it's clear, and my colleague Mark, and I'm sure the other Mark in a minute, are going to say the same thing, is that this is where research is now, absolutely here. Doesn't matter what discipline you're in, this is what is going to get your new discoveries. And it will be part of it. Even if you are still going to a lab and doing wet chemistry, you will have started in silico over there. And I think the other point I want to make is how fast we are moving into new paradigms. It isn't taking hundreds of years anymore. It's taking 20 years from the big data, which I thought we were going to see my career out with. And now we are moving into what I'd like to say is the fifth paradigm. From my perspective, this is what the future of compute looks like. I've knit this diagram from colleagues at IBM, so if any of you know IBM and you might have seen something like this, I've made it prettier, obviously, but it's this bit I want you to focus on here, is that compute is not going to be just about bits, it's going to be about qubits, so quantum, and it's also more and more also going to be about neurons, about neuromorphics, computers behaving like the human brain behaves. Computing at the edge, that is going to be massively important. And you can see the developments now. So if we are going to look at where the next great discoveries are going to be, I would say it is going to be in the convergence of high-performance computing, AI and quantum computing. So we go back to the point the previous speaker made. These are all tools to do your research, to do your business applications, to do your R&D as an SME. To get early adoption, we are not going to be able to use one single technology. We are going to have to put them all together. So composable infrastructures are going to become more and more important because me in business, I don't care what HPC quantum computer some of my algorithm runs on, I just need it to run, and I need it to run efficiently. So we're going to get to a point where there's an awful lot of stuff going on behind the scenes to enable me to run my algorithm. And I want to choose what GPUs I use or what CPUs I use. And that's a lot easier to say than it is actually to do it. So if we're going to become an AI superpower, we're going to innovate globally and empower locally. I want to highlight that point because when you are looking at innovation with the SME groups, you cannot treat them all the same. Each region has its own flavour, its own character, has its own problems. Okay? So you have to be able to take national ideas and convert them into local initiatives, taking on the culture of that area and the problems that area has. Yes, there are still issues around adoption in terms of training, but I want to highlight this in terms of our SME community. I know the data's from 2022, but I don't think it will have that changed that much in 2025. If you're an SME, you are not a big organisation. Most of them are tiny. If we look at this data, all small, 5,400 have under 49 employers. So you're not going to have big AI teams or big data science teams. You're not going to have people with their HPC in their back pocket. To do your discovery, you are going to be reliant on a collaboration with others, whether that's with the big hyperscalers, or with other providers of HPC AI algorithms. So we have to understand there is a community out there, and because most of our businesses are small, we have to look at how we get that adoption, because there's no point doing masses of work in the universities and it's all fabulous. So if I'm an SME, what are my problems? And these are my problems. I can't get access to supercomputing, and that's why Hartree was put up, and David was helped us get started, was that we have R&D facilities for industry within the academic ecosystem. And that's really, really important that we do that, that we understand what the SMEs are doing. But also to take on all of this stuff, we have to understand the ethical and regulatory considerations. 9 times out of 10, someone will come to Hartree and say, we've got this great idea, we want to use quantum computing. And you go, why do you want to use quantum computing? Because I read about it in the Financial Times over the weekend. Great place to read, by the way, nothing. But quantum computing is not the answer to every problem. Often we get down to the data. Is your data in a format that can be usable? Usually it isn't. Do you have a data policy? Do you have data governance? How unbiased is your data for the decision making that you want to make? And then it is, do you need quantum? Could you not use machine learning? Could you use AI? So you need to come somewhere that's going to give you the honest truth, which means you need organisations. We all need to have a breadth of understanding across all emerging digital technologies so you can put them together and resolve the challenges. So my final point on this, because I have other points to make, is that you need public-private partnerships, in my belief, to do this, because it is not something the research community can do on its own, neither is it something that the private sector can do it on its own. We need to work together. And there are some fantastic programmes out there. Innovate UK's Bridge AI programme has done brilliant things for the sort of underachieving areas, sectors are in our industry sectors, such as certain aspects, creatives particularly. Hartree's worked with IBM for the last 5 years. Not that I'm talking about the fact that our friend is coming to an end at all. I'll talk later. But I also wanted to stop now and talk about, if you are an SME in the technology area and you want to bring something into the community, it's really hard to do. Where do you go to get your stuff benchmarked? Where do you go to be able to prove that your stuff, your chips, can work better than one of the big chip manufacturers, right? Where can you go? You need somewhere to go to be able to do that. And that's why having a research ecosystem for R&D that is not only for our academics, but also for our SMEs is incredibly important. We can work as researchers together with these organisations, with these startups, to enable them to achieve great things. So I just wanted you to really think about that, because we are not going to get a semiconductor industry or new types of technology if, once you become a startup, you do not get access to any of this great compute that we've set up. The other thing I wanted to highlight, I mean, this is just work by us, but there are other flavours that are doing similar work. But actually, when you're talking about early adoption, it's really important. This is work we did with AstraZeneca. But the key point here is we are seeing improvements even when quantum computers are not enterprise ready quite yet. So we can still do great work and show great advantage and pull our industry communities ahead of the game. And that's really, really important for a vibrant UK PLC, if you like. A vibrant UK is to be able to do things like this. So the future, what do I see as the future? I think we are seeing the next generation of semiconductors. There are some fantastic low energy semiconductors being developed for AI around inference. And remember that from an industry perspective, you will train your large language model and then you'll be doing lots of inferences off it. So actually having low energy chips that can do the inference for you will be a real game changer. I think biocomputing and neuromorphics, keep that in your wider vision. I think that's coming along to something that we are going to want to do more of. Error-corrected quantum computing, it is coming. I can see that in probably 2030, around that time where we will start to have the next generation of quantum machines. Some of the leaders in quantum are, that's where their roadmaps are. And I mentioned composable infrastructure, a lot harder than it thinks. Imagine plug and play. It's easy to say, it's very, very difficult to do. So in summary, I would say, compute is the bedrock of modern life. Research, everybody needs to be computer literate. Skills need to be in that point of view where everybody does education are data literate and compute literate. It almost needs to be a standard part of our education system now. The next decade promises to be absolutely awe-inspiring. What we think we know, I started Hartree 3 years ago. I started at Hartree. Hartree was still in existence before me. But I was told, just to remind you, I'm not that old, just to say that everybody told me, oh, back off quantum computing, Kate. They're going a bit mad on it in Hartree. It's not anything. 3 years later, we are doing leading edge work with companies where you can really see where that is going and the application to quantum computing. So this world is moving at a pace that is unbelievably fast. And being a geologist and coming from the British Geological Survey, where geology works in millennial time frames, was a bit of a shock for me. We will continue to contribute. One of the important things is having institutes like Hartree within the ecosystem. We're not there to do primary research, that's not our format, but we are there to work with our colleagues to help industry get the information that they need to understand where they go next. And I just wanted to say that the future of compute isn't just about the big machines. And I think Mark has said that, and I'm sure Mark, number two, will say the same thing. He's going to kill me now. But it's empowering people, right? It's empowering people. It's that work together. Computers are not going to take away from thinking, by the way. You are still going to have to think about what you do. So that's what I would like to end on, and to say thank you very much for inviting me. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself.